What's up, everybody? Thanks for tuning in. This is Chris Guillebeau, the host of Side Hustle School, also author of the new book, Gonzo Capitalism. I am in San Francisco today, going on to Los Angeles tomorrow. Excited to just get back on the road. I used to do this all the time, and it's been a very long time. So over the next few weeks, I'll be settling into that kind of lifestyle of working on the go, and I hope you'll continue to join me. Naturally, we've got episodes coming out every single day, 7 days a week. So just a little bit of adjustment for me, but hopefully not much adjustment for you, at least in terms of your listening process, wherever you're at, whatever you're up to. Just remember, I'm always cheering you on. Side Hustle School is about helping people make extra money without quitting their job. Or even if you have quit your job already, make more money. That's good too, right? I mean, we have a couple different goals, but it's all focused on that overall mission. So with that in mind, welcome to Throwback Thursday. This is our segment where we take a look at someone whose story has evolved since we first featured them. All kinds of stories, all kinds of models. Last week, we heard from a coach who transformed from general life coaching to focusing more specifically on self-confidence. I think that's a great transition because life coaching is not usually a great business model. Lots of life coaches out there that actually have zero clients. But if you take the idea of it, if you're like, okay, I do like to help people, you know, improve their lives and to just be more satisfied, to be more optimal, to be more, I don't know, whatever adjective you're looking for, whatever improvement you want to help people with, but just getting more targeted and thinking about what is the outcome, you know, that I want to leave people with, that's going to be better. So today in our latest feature, we'll hear kind of a very different approach, a Delaware baker who sells cinnamon rolls and more. So no life coaching for her. Each month she bakes up to at least $1,500 in profit with very little marketing. What's happened since we first heard from her? I believe her name is Anna. Let's hear directly from her, and I'll come back at the end with a quick wrap-up.
Reflecting on this past year of selling homemade cinnamon rolls and banana bread, I feel proud. The journey has been a heartening blend of sugar, spice, and invaluable lessons in Side Hustle World. The origin of my business was a beautiful accident. I've always been the designated baker in my family, churning out scrumptious cakes and pies for family gatherings and holidays. The appreciation, and more importantly, the enjoyment my family got from my baked goods sparked an idea. Why not turn my passion into profit? Before launching my baking business, I conducted a basic cost analysis. The cost of ingredients for a single large loaf of banana bread and a dozen giant cinnamon rolls was about $3 and $5 respectively. To cover costs and make a decent profit, I set the selling price at $15 for the banana bread and $20 for a dozen cinnamon rolls. At least 100 items sold per month, plus tips, translated to earnings of about $1,500. At first, marketing was my biggest challenge, mostly because I was unsure how to reach beyond my immediate social circle. I took a gamble and invested about $100 into targeted Facebook ads specifically for families in my micro area. The gamble paid off, and orders started rolling in. I found that my product resonated with people looking for home-baked goods that evoked nostalgia and comfort. One of my most memorable highlights from this year was a large order for a local company's annual employee appreciation event. This bulk order pushed my production limits, but seeing my baked goods enjoyed by hundreds of people was truly gratifying. This experience also brought a valuable lesson. I realized I needed to scale my operations for larger orders, which meant investing in a second oven $700, a stand mixer $200, and large mixing bowls $50. Additionally, packaging and presentation were crucial. I spent around $100 on personalized boxes and ribbons to package my baked goods, enhancing their appeal. Pricing, I learned, needed to factor in not just the cost of ingredients, but also my time and overhead costs. Over time, I adjusted my prices to $18 for banana bread and $23 for a dozen cinnamon rolls. Regular customers understood the price increase since the quality and taste justified the price. The smiles and appreciation also make the early mornings and late nights worthwhile. For anyone looking to venture into the home baking business, understand that passion and love for baking is just the starting point. The success of the venture lies in pricing correctly, marketing effectively, and presenting your products attractively. Be prepared for long hours and be ready to invest in scaling up as your orders increase. Lastly, never compromise on the quality and taste of your goods. Happy baking.
Anna, thanks so much for sharing those updates with us. I am now hungry and on the quest to find a cinnamon roll, perhaps some banana bread, but I'm actually thinking cinnamon roll. So hopefully I'll get a chance to have one of those at some point soon. Listeners, let me know what you think, who you'd like to see featured from our archives of more than 1,000 stories. And by the way, we're coming up on episode 2,500. I guess it's still 70 days, but it just doesn't seem that long since we've been going for so long. So I look forward to sharing that with you. For now, this is 2427, 2,427. If you've got a question or an update for us about your hustle, sidehustleschool.com/questions. And of course, you can subscribe, follow wherever you get your podcasts. I hope to see many of you on the road somewhere in the next few weeks, at least if you're in North America, chrisgillibo.com/tour. And if you are elsewhere, well, let's hang out virtually. It's all good. I'm wishing you well wherever you are. This is Chris Gillibo for Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.